It's starting to rain. What shall we do now?
Just turn that knob and let us take care of the rain. We're windshield wipers.
In fact, why don't you be windshield wipers too, Casper?
Just move your arms to and fro like we do, and we'll all do the job together. Let's go! Back and forth, to and fro. It's starting to rain, so off we go. Not too fast and not too slow in the windshield wipers parade.
Let it rain, let it pour, let the thunder and lightning roar.
We'll work harder than ever before in the windshield wipers parade.
Flip, flop, flip, we wipe away each drop and drip. Flop, flip, flop, we wipe away each drip and drop. Right, left, right,
we march away each day and night with each drippity drip. We flippity flip and we keep your windshield bright.
See the rain,
hear it splash,
watch the lightning
brightly crash.
We'll wipe your windshield in a flash in the windshield wipers parade.
So you see, when you ride,
we take care of the rain outside.
Keep it safe and work with pride in the windshield wipers parade.
Under the hood, you think and then the girl is out of the wood. And she the smoothest ride, yeah, you'll ever see. And she the Delta slide of automobiles. Double clutching on the back seat, I hear you, yeah, with your main squeeze. We play a triple road, accordion fills in the USS, as out it goes for a bit.
You know my starter won't start this morning. You know my motor won't even turn. You know my starter won't start this morning. You know my motor won't even turn. You know I've been running with a fast class of women. You know they called my little car to run. You know my starter won't start this morning. My motor won't even sing. Oh, my starter won't start this morning. You know my motor won't even sing. You know I'm dialing must have a bad disconnection somewhere in my pistol range. My generator quit generating. My gasoline won't even percolate. My generator quit generating. My gasoline won't even percolate. You know I'm gonna trade off that old cheap model. I'm gonna buy me a street E.
Hey baby, come on a ride in my push-button automobile. Hey baby, come on a ride in my push-button automobile. Come on baby, and get behind the wheel. You push a button in and the motor starts. You push on the gas, it will thrill your heart. Hey baby, come on a ride in my push-button automobile. I want you to know just how good it feels. You push a button one, it will change your flat. You push another button, it will tip your hat. You push a button three, turns on the TV. Another button brings you close to me. Hey baby, come on and ride in my push button automobile. I want you to know just how good it feels. Got two carburetors, a tank full of gas. Come on, baby, let's ride in class. Got power steering and power brakes. Got the latest and the greatest and everything it takes. Hey, baby, come on and ride in my push-button automobile. I want you to know just how good it feels. Two, it thrills you through and through. You push button four, it opens up the door. You push button five, it's in overdrive. You push button six, you will get your kicks. Hey baby, come on and ride in my push button automobile. I want you to know just how good it feels.
Ride, ride, ride.
Hey girl, in my push button automobile. It feels.
Push button automobile.
Come on, Bill.
Thank you. Check if the oil smells good. Mmm. plastic. The girls are glancing. The dashes dancing with gleaming dials.
On an Indiana road, what a sky blue jaguar and a thunderbird fool. Jaguar sitting on 99, trying to beat the bird to the county line. Just a half a mile from Newtonville, had a speed sign sitting at the top of the hill. Said 35 miles and stay in line, but the jaguar and thunderbird never made the sign. Slow down to the jaguar, keep cool to the thunderbird fool. Newtonville was a real small town, had 102.9 acres of ground. Some stool pigeon put the sheriff wise, told him park down in Newtonville and catch him guys. Sheriff laid low, half hid in the weed. Park for 8 days, didn't nobody speed. All of a sudden, dust rose on the road. Said, here come the Jaguar and Thunderbird Ford. Slow down, little Jaguar. Keep cool, little Thunderbird Ford. Sheriff double clutch second, put him in third. Took right out at the Jaguar and Thunderbird. He knew he'd get a bonus and a big fat fine if he caught him before he crossed that county line. Sheriff never drove his car 100 flat, but if he aimed to get him, he had to do more than that. Crest of the hill, he's about a yard behind. There wasn't but 2 more miles to the county line. Thunderbird fool. Old sheriff counting on it down the grade. Put the tailwind pushing and he had it made. Thunderbird saw the sheriff gain his speed and waved goodbye. Jaguar pulled in the lead. Jaguar said you ain't won the race yet. Pulled back around the bird like a saber jet. Sheriff front bumper was a yard behind when the T-Bird and Jaguar crossed the line. Slow down, little Jaguar. Keep cool, little Thunderbird fool. Slow down, little Jaguar. Keep cool, little Thunderbird fool. Slow down, little Jaguar.
All right, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, welcome to another Bit Slap. I'm KBC, of course, and this week we're on the road again. We have our car all tuned up. I've replaced my blinker fluid, my brake pans, and I've got some powerful gasoline, a clean windshield, and a shoe shine, and we are ready to go. We started with windshield wipers. I also replaced those. That was, of course, from Casper the Friendly Ghost. Casper was created in about 1930 for the Paramount Corporation, for the cartoons that you probably can't forget, by a guy named Seymour Wright and Joe Orioli. And I am informed that Casper's real name was Casper McFadden. Okay? Go ahead and argue with me. See how far you get. We heard from Madness, ska band from London. Started life in the 70s. They're still going, as far as I know. And that was Driving in My Car. USS Zita Coldsmobile was Sonny Landreth, who was originally from Mississippi, now lives in Louisiana. He's known for something called Slideco. He plays with the slide guitar in apparently a very odd fashion. I don't know. Check out his Wikipedia page. He gets very high marks from Eric Clapton. We heard from Lightnin' Hopkins, and that was the T-Model Blues. You all remember the T-Model? Sure. But some of you younger folks might not, if you're under 110. The Push-Button Automobile was Vernon Green and the Medallions. They were a doo-wop group from L.A. and were doing fine until Vernon Green got himself into a car accident and was kind of unable to perform after that. After that, from 1956, we heard from Rudy Moore and the Buggy Ride. Now, I don't know if that's Rudy Ray Moore, the comedian, or what. The timeline suggests it could be, but I don't know for sure, so don't throw things at me. Elastica, after that, from 1994, that was the car song from their very first album, which was, guess what, titled Elastica. The Go-Go's after that, who I'm still in love with after 30, 40 years, I don't know, whatever it's been. I think they showed up in, the early 80s, right? And I think they're still around, many, many reunions, etc. And they will be back, and they will always leave their skid marks on my heart, absolutely. From the Rolling Stones, Voodoo Lounge from 1994, we heard Brand New Car. Of course, you're listening to Stones Music Now, played by Ananda Shankar, right? And then we heard from The Who. That was Jaguar from an outtake from The Who Sellout in 1967. And then the dearly departed, much missed, etc., Chuck Berry. Jaguar and the Thunderbird. Be cool, you Jaguar fool, and watch out, you Thunderbird idiot, something like, yeah. Anyway, so we got more. We're halfway there. We're just stopping to pay the tolls, and we will be underway shortly. I would like to remind you to drive carefully.
Looking for a car to steal. He was in a bind, 10 payments behind, so the bank repoed his will. When he came across this old man down at Jalopy's used car lot, then Cletus jumped up on the top of one, said, "Fella, let me tell you what. I'm not gonna be proud of the deed I'm about to do. With no time to spare, I gotta be somewhere, so I'm gonna steal a car from you. Now, I've seen your selection here, and I admit the pickings are few. I know the Pinto's gold, but consider it stole, because I got a show to do." The man said,
"My name's Jalopy."
As he gave an evil grin, cause he knew that car wouldn't get too far before the motor blew up again. "Please, you better hit the road if you're gonna be a star. The show's way up in Georgia and you're opening up for Garth. Your future's riding on this shiny Pinto painted gold. And if you're late, it's Jeff Foxworthy's show."
Said,
"No way in heck he's gonna open up that show." Then fire flew from the manifold as his right front tire blowed. Then he pushed that wreck across the street, and man, was Cletus tissed. And he tried and tried to start her up, but it sounded something like this. "Come on, come on. Oh, God, I'm in a mess. What am I gonna do? My one's been shot for car front.
When Cletus opened up the hood, he said,
"I'll be a son of a gun."
And it didn't take long to figure out why the heck it wouldn't run. Fire from the engine, lots of smoke. He can already hear them redneck jokes. Dead flame old pan laying in the road. Will he make the show? Heck no, heck no. Ho-ho!
Show him a redneck. He'll have a redneck when I get my hands around his throat. I'm sick of it."
Cletus shook his head as he watched Foxworthy's show, and he heard him joke of how he passed the burning gold Pinto. Then later on, Garth told Cletus, "You'll never get the chance again." As he gave the check to that darn redneck who drove a Mercedes Benz, he said, "Tough break, big guy, before I go, would you like to hear another redneck joke? Did you know I got my own TV show? Well, is anybody watching?
No, heck no.
Well, you might be a redneck if your mom and daddy catches you out behind the barn whipping Jeff Foxworthy for talking about rednecks all the time. Oh, shoot, I miss Kid Jeff. I wish I could be your best friend. Do you like me? I'd love to be on your TV show. Come here to me."
There's a lot of shit you have to put up with when you're driving, like red lights. When did this bullshit start? I only noticed them about a month ago myself. And I'll be honest with you, I don't stop for them anymore. I did for about a week, didn't like it. Fuck them. I'm gone. I got no time to sit there jacking around listening to the news. You know my motto in traffic? Cop didn't see it, I didn't do it. I haven't hit anybody yet. Haven't hit anybody. I've had a few people behind me hit each other, but hey. That's not me, that's back there. And I'm getting a whole lot better mileage. Especially in town. God damn, them sidewalks come in handy, don't they? Well, what are they going to do if they catch me? Give me a ticket? You know, that's the big fear in some people's lives. Ain't this a bitch? Might get a ticket. You know how to handle a ticket by now, don't you? You got to be firm with the policeman. Be firm with that policeman. Policemen respect strength. While he's writing out the ticket, you got to flash him a whole lot of bad looks. And when he's almost finished writing, reach over and grab the ticket out of his hand. Tell him you're going to check it over for mistakes. Then when you finish reading it, crumple it up and throw it at his feet. And say, fuck you and your ticket too. You asshole in a hat. Can't you see I have enough garbage on the floor of my car already without another worthless piece of paper from the state? I got 8 or 9 of them fucking things floating around in here. Hey. Don't I pay your salary? They like that when you're interested in the state budget. You're a public servant. Get me a glass of water. You pinheaded prick. You're holding me up, Jack. People are waiting for me at a party. I got a trunk full of heroin. Get the fuck out of my way, will ya? Tell them it's your car. Tell them it's your car and you do what you goddamn want with it. See, I own this car. My name is on the pink slip. I do what I want. And I own the highway, too. That my taxes paid for that. They're both mine. I own the highway and I own the car. I own everything, goddammit. He'll be glad to hear that shit. That's what they like. People who know their rights. That way they don't have to read them to you on the way downtown to the maximum security penitentiary where you'll spend the rest of your life with no conjugal visits except from some big guy you don't want one from.
Me and RJ and the kids was on a camp out in the mountains, and we had us one of them U-Drive Army Jeep cars, which we'd rented from a fella by the name of Q Bosky for $30 a day. Buy your gas along the way, take a rabbit split, and leave a pint of blood for a deposit. And he explained it all to us, how we were supposed to get to Telluride, which is 50 miles away by way of the regular highway. However, there was a shortcut, but unless we had drove the Black Bear Road before, we'd better be off to stay in bed sleep late. Pay no attention to the guitar there. Well, we took up off on the highway, and we come upon a sign that says, Black Bear Road, you don't have to be crazy to drive this road, but it helps. I says, RJ, this must be the shortcut road Kubowski's talking about. She didn't pay no mind, because she was making peanut butter sandwiches for the kids in the back seat, throwing rocks and drinking Kool-Aid and playing count the license plates. But they wasn't having too much fun counting the license plate or cars, because there weren't no other cars. We went about a mile and a half, about 4 hours, busted off the right front fender, tore a hole in the oil panel, and rocks big as a hall closet. Went over a bump, spilt the Kool-Aid, and Roy Jean stuck his bolo knife right through the convertible top, and the dog threw up all over the back seat. Peanut butter don't agree with me, see. So we had to stop, take off the top, and air everything out, and clean it up. The dog run off, and RJ says she felt her asthma coming on. I was sitting there wondering what to do, when the entire scenic San Juan, you drive an Army Jeep car, sank in the mud at 13,000 feet above sea level. Well, we shoveled it out and ate our lunch. Dog made a yellow hole in the snow, and Roy Jean got out his Instamatic and took a snapshot of it. Mary Elizabeth drew a picture of the road. It looked like a whole bunch of Z's and W's all strung together. And RJ took one look at it and said the only way that Jeep car is going down that road is over her dead body. Then a rock slipped off one of the wheel, and the U-Drive Marmy Jeep car went right over the edge of the cliff. Doggone it, Roy Jean. How many times do I have to explain it to you? When I tell you to put a rock under the wheel, I mean rock. Now look at that, what you'd have there, no bigger than grapefruit.
I've got a gal like an 88. She leaves me flat on every date. When I want that gal, she just can't be found. She just like an automobile, man. When she kicks up her heels, she runs wide open through this town. You can find around some honky-tonk, and boy, what ain't going on? It's enough to run a good man in the ground. She ought to be home changing diapers. She just like a windshield wiper, kissing every man in this town. Out with every Tom, Dick, and Harry. She's not the kind ever marries, so don't let her hand you that line. Cause if she does, then you will see, you'll get the feeling just like me. You'll be clear out of your mind. You can find around some honky-tonk, and boy, what ain't going on? It's enough to run a good man in the ground. She ought to be home changing diapers. She just like windshield wipers, kissing every man in this town. Every night she leaves me alone. For the gal, there's no speed zone. She never gets home until early dawn. Stepping around with all those men. One of these nights she's coming in to find her loving daddy gone. You can find around some honky-tonk, and boy, what ain't going on? It's enough to run a good man in the ground. She ought to be home changing diapers. She just like a windshield wiper, kissing every man in this town. You can find around some honky-tonk, and boy, what ain't going on? It's enough to run a good man in the ground. She ought to be home changing diapers. She just like when she wiped, kissing every man in this town.
I've got a 55 Chevy and it's soaked to the gill. Roll and beat it with four mag wheels. I'm a freewheeling daddy. Yeah, I'm the hottest thing in town. If you mess with my Chevy, then I'm gonna put you down. Well, it's all customized from the front to the rear. Runs on three deuces with a four forward gear. I'm a freewheeling daddy. Yeah, I'm the hottest thing in town. If you mess with my Chevy, then I'm gonna put you down. Me when I show up on the scene, well, they've all seen it run and they know that it's mean. I'm a freewheeling daddy, yeah, I'm the hottest thing in town. If you mess with my Chevy, then I'm gonna put you down.
Motor running, I'm a freewheeling daddy. Yeah, I'm the get my Chevy, well, I'm gonna put you down.
Let's see. According to our file here, your name is Mrs. Webb. Would that be correct? Mm-hmm. And well, now, Mrs. Webb, now you have had one lesson here already, haven't you? Do you remember the instructor's name on that? Mr. Adams? That would be A-D-A-M-A-M. It's right here in front of me. How fast were you going when Mr. Adams jumped from the car? 75. Huh? And where was that now? In your driveway. Huh? Okay. All right. You want to start the car, and we'll pull out into the stream of traffic. But what's the first thing we're going to do, before we pull out into traffic? Well, what did Mr. Adams have you do before he let you pull out? What would Mr. Adams do before he let you pull out into traffic? Well, in addition to blessing himself, let's say. No, what I had in mind was checking the rear view mirror. Don't pull out! I'm sorry, I didn't mean to shout at you like that, Miss Webb. It's just that there was this cement truck. Okay. All right, your lane is clear now. You want to pull out? That's the way. Let's get up just a little bit more speed. Very, very good. Ease it into second. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. No, that's all right. I just hadn't intended to cover reverse this early, Mrs. Webb. Now, just make your eyes water there for a minute or two. Huh? The other car's honking is making you nervous. Try not to pay too much attention to their honking. You have the feeling you're blocking someone's lane. No, as a matter of fact, as long as you're here on the safety island, you couldn't be blocking anyone's lane. Okay. All right, let's practice some turns now. The important thing on turns, you want to remember, don't make them too sharp. Just kind of make it gradual. Easy! That was very good. Just a trifle fast. One minor thing. See, this is a one-way street, Mrs. Webb. And yeah, that may have been even partially my fault. You see, but you were in the left-hand lane, and you were signaling left, and I don't know. I just more or less assumed you were going to turn left. You see. Same to you, fella. No, I couldn't make out what he said, Mrs. Webb. Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Webb, you want to get out of the stream of traffic coming at us? Huh? Pull in the alley there. Anywhere. Yeah, this is something not too many of the schools stress too much. We happen to think it's kind of important. It's called alley driving. Thought you might spend the rest of the hour driving through the alleys. You'd like to keep going. I'll tell you what, there's a practice area not too far away from here, and I think you could build up some confidence, and then turn right here, and then we could. Well, now that was my fault again. Yeah, yeah, I meant at the corner. Uh-huh. not onto this man's lawn. Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to back out, Mrs. Webby, coming at us with a hose. Huh? Now I'd say from that sound that we just backed into someone, Mrs. Webb. Do you recall at all my talking about the rearview mirror? Mm-hmm. And what do we say? We're going to watch the rearview mirror. The red light blinded you. The flashing red light. On the car you hit. Yeah, she was just telling me about it, officer, as a matter of fact. No, actually, you're right, I suppose. I should have had a signal. See, I don't know what the signal is for coming off someone's lawn. Mrs. Webb, I'm going to have to go with the officers to the police station. Yeah, it turns out they've been following us for the last 10, 12 blocks, and they don't believe it. Huh? Before I go, you'd like to be sure and get my name. Well, my name is Frank Dexter. Why do you ask? You want to be sure and ask for me next time.
Making love in a Subaru, that's what I want to do with you. We can always feel around the steering wheel. There seems to be so much that we can do. An alibi that I will not allow is is when you tell me that you don't know how. Cause it's just like being in bed, all your clothing you must shed, you can stick them in the glove box for now. Don't try to tell me it's a sin, just lie back, I'll put a hickey on your chin. When you act this indiscreet, creating so much body heat, the tachometer will nearly start to spin. And now let us lie between the sheets, and thank heaven for reclining bucket seats. Don't touch that, for goodness sake, you'll release the parking brake, we'll both start to roll down the street. Yipes! Now I'm gonna try to lock your door. Wait a minute, now I'm feeling sore. It's not that I'm not able, something's sticking in my navel. Oh my gosh, it's the four on the floor. Ouch! Pigeons overhead flying high, hovering above us in the sky. Now I'm feeling ill at ease. Oh my darling, would you please close the sunroof? Something just fell in my eye. Yuck! You say that something's pinching at your feet. Hey, look what you just found. Oh, ain't that neat? It's my roach clip and my bong. They've been missing for so long. All this time they must have been beneath the seat. Now you're suffocating and I'm waterlogged. Oh, all the windows are beginning to get fogged. So my dear, with your consent, I'll open up the flow-through vent. I only hope it also isn't clogged. There are other things that we can do, but only if you're tired of getting scratched. Honk the horn real good and you'll wake the neighborhood, and they'll have a marvelous view. Making love in a Subaru, my friend, making love in a Subaru.
Motorcycle. Well, I drive around on a red motorcycle. Every day after school, I'm a motorcycle fool. Driving with my baby, don't you know me? I'm cool, going, yeah, 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 a motorcycle. Motorcycle. Come on with me, baby, on my red motorcycle. From here all around to the other side of town, everywhere you go, there's a motorcycle found. Going, yeah, 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 a motorcycle.
You know that airy Honda that I used to ride around, the one that could wipe everybody in town. It always had the horses, baby, more than enough to scare the competition, cause it's real tough.
Honkin' Honda, honkin' Honda, honkin' Honda, honkin' Honda.
But yesterday when I was sort of messing round, from behind me came this kind of buzzing sound. I glanced in my mirror and what'd you think I see? A little bitty scooter looking at me.
Honkin' Honda, honkin' Honda, honkin' Honda, honkin' Honda.
I looked
looked at my speedo, it was tacking 90 plus. The scooter kept a coming, it was really making dust. I saw that little scooter only 10 feet away. I really punched it, gonna make him pay.
Honkin' Honda, honkin' Honda, honkin' Honda, honkin' Honda.
I hit Top Bandit, still I saw him in my mirror. The speedy something was making it nearer. He passed me and I wondered who would even try to race my Honda and to pass me by. When I saw the name I nearly faded from the side. My mighty hairy Honda was wiped out by a mini bike.
Slow it down a minute there. Turn the radio down a little bit so we can hear ourselves talk over the engine noise. Okay, we started that set with Barry Poole. Barry Poole was the real name of Cletus T. Judd, who was kind of considered to be like the Weird Al of country music. He made a lot of parodies and satires, etc. That was Cletus Went Down to Florida. You know what that was based on. And I don't have to tell you things like that. George Carlin, who would have been 80 years old in 2 weeks or so. Red Lights, Cops, and Tickets. George grew up on West 121st Street in Manhattan. I think you probably already knew that. But if you want to go look at his house, it's I understand there's a gold plaque in front of it now. If not, there should be. Let's see. Black Bear Road was C.W. McCall, whose real name was William Dale Fries Jr. And he wrote that song as well as... Convoy and probably a few others with the late Chip Davis, who was the front man of Mannheim Steamroller. Remember that? Jimmy Osborne after that, Automobile Baby. Hoyt Stevens and his Tennessee Ramblers. That was the 55 Chevy. One of the great cars to come out of Detroit, in my humble opinion. Camaro was the Circle. Now, they used to be known as the Rondells. They were from Easton, Pennsylvania. And that record is a Chevy promo record. I don't think it was on any of their albums, but it was backed up with Paul Revere and the Raiders' SS-396 as a Chevy promo. Vernon Green and the Medallions back again with 59 Volvo, one of the great all-time automobile songs. If you were to ask me, I would tell you that, but you didn't ask me, so you didn't hear it from me. Don't Drink and Drive was the King Bees. I thought that was Dave Edmonds, but it's not. It's the King Bees. And they are from Sweden, and apparently they have quite a big following over there, as you would expect. We heard from Bob Newhart, Don Rickles' best friend, by the way. And that was, of course, the Driving Instructor Part 2. You may remember Part 1. This was the sequel, I guess. I don't know what album it came from, and I don't really care. It's a masterpiece. And just for the record, he's been married to his wife for 55 years now, Ginny Quinn. Okay? So next time you see him, tell him happy anniversary. It's coming up soon. Damascus after that. Love in a Subaru. That's a Dr. Demento specialty. Tico and the Triumphs and Motorcycle. That's from 1961. And that was a song featuring Jerry Landis, who you probably know better as Paul Simon. And I think Garfunkel's on there, but I can't be sure. I wasn't able to confirm that. But let's just pretend he was, okay? You Ain't Nothing But a Honda was Mr. Gasser and the Weirdos. Mr. Gasser was Big Daddy Roth. You remember him from all those silly drawings of the Rat Fink, etc. Ed died in 2001, and he left this album behind. I have it. I hate it, okay? But I don't care. I play it. Two more. See you next week.
Will you love me when my carburetor's busted? Will you love me when I cannot shift my gears?
Will you love me when my radiator's rusted? When my taillight's out, will you shed lots of tears? Will you love me when my battery needs recharging? When my spark plugs, they refuse to spark one speck? Oh, my darling, will you tire if my engine should backfire? Will you love me when my flipper is a wreck? Starts to shift about. Will you love me if my inner tubes have patches? And if my differential goes kerplunk? When my body's one big dent and my piston's broken bent, will you love me when my hot rod turns to junk?
Coat. You can keep your gold. Hey, I'll even buy you a boat.